All right, this is going to be a good one. We've talked before about Ryan Walters, who is the Oklahoma State superintendent who was caught playing, let's just say, inappropriate videos on his computer during a meeting. Well, there's been some updates for Ryan, and things are not going well. I want to walk you through a few of these things, but also react to a video with you that I haven't seen before showing how damaging MAGA is right now to teachers across the country. Because from my understanding, teachers in Texas are no longer allowed to like give first aid, like Band-Aids out to students because of some Texas law. I don't know. We're going to react to the video together and talk about it. Really quickly before I do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I just passed 80,000 subscribers. It would mean so much if you went right down there and just click the link, hit subscribe, maybe like one of my most recent videos. It goes such a long way. I love you guys so, so much. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, to build something up, uplifting Gen Z voices going into the midterms. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It really does go a long way. We love you guys so much. Let's start with this video talking about what happened with Ryan Walters. I'll catch you up a little bit, and then we'll talk about what's happened recently, which is him resigning. Take a look.
Uh-oh, so Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters is under investigation after two board members say they saw video of naked women playing on the TV in his office during an official meeting. You may remember Ryan. He's this guy, the MAGA guy who's banning books, forcing public schools to buy Trump Bibles, seriously, and screaming about porn in libraries over books with LGBTQ themes. That guy apparently had literal porn on in his own office, and, well, he was caught. One board member said she saw full frontal nudity during an executive session. Walters apparently stood up, acted shocked, said he couldn't figure out how to turn it off, and then never apologized. He just kind of sat back down like nothing happened. People in the room described him as a teenager who just got caught doing something bad, like that's what he looked like. This is the same guy who pushes Christian nationalism all across the state, censors teachers, and forces his political agenda into the classrooms. I gotta say, it's always the people you expect the most. Spread the word, follow along, and listen to the Midas Touch podcast for more updates.
So, exactly. To the very end of that, it's always projection, right? We've talked about this, especially with people who claim that the LGBTQ plus community is coming after children. They're always projecting, and it's so gross because you're causing actual violence against these marginalized communities to protect from your own whatever the hell you have going on. Now, again, before we get to some more recent updates with Ryan Walters and some new news out of Texas, this is what, if you remember, this is what Ryan Walters did as at during his time as Oklahoma superintendent. He tried to buy Trump Bibles. He wanted to like have daily prayers every day required for every school where he was praying, and he was praying to Donald Trump. This guy is like insane. And he is willing to do anything for publicity, including lighting our Constitution on fire. Take a look at this video from CNN. It's really well done.
And the radical left attack individuals' religious liberty in our schools. We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions.
Walters is requiring that all public schools in the state show students that video, which includes him leading a prayer for President-elect Trump.
I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country.
It's a mandate that several districts have already said they are disregarding. And that pushback comes as Walters is already facing two lawsuits stemming from his earlier mandate that schools incorporate the Bible into lesson plans in grades 5 through 12. He also announced the purchase of 500 Bibles, which appear to be the Trump-endorsed God Bless the USA version, for use in classrooms across the state. Where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
You know, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's the not Constitution- a left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
It's pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty. I know the left doesn't want our kids to know anything about the role the Bible played in American history. They don't want any of our kids to know about the Constitution. Our religious liberties are protected, and the left has driven the Bible out of schools, driven prayer out of schools, and everything in education's gotten worse since. Before we had a federal Department of Education and we had the Bible and prayer in school, guess what? We were leading the free world.
I think you've heard enough from Ryan here. I think you get the idea. I mean, what a disgrace, and just trying in every way possible to suck up to Donald Trump to get his attention. for Donald Trump to say, look at Ryan Walters, everyone, and then what can he get? Notoriety, more power, and most importantly for Ryan, probably money. Because these people believe in nothing. They have no principles. They're willing to sell out anybody. They're willing to sell out the country. They're willing to sell out the Constitution. They have no values. They stand for nothing. And for me, personally, that's the most infuriating part. I mean, I don't know. At least there's like some people who stand for some things. They believe in some things. They'll go, protest for values that they, you know, to fight for values that they care about or fight for a country they care about. These people are like soulless, it feels like. And again, Ryan Walters' classroom Bible policy appears to favor Trump's sold Bibles and $6 million plan. Luckily, the Oklahoma Supreme Court knocked this down. But when he requested 55,000 Bibles for Oklahoma public schools, it turned out that the parameters he set, only one Bible fit the parameter, and it was Donald Trump's God Bless the USA Bible, again, enriching Donald Trump. So all of that happened. The investigation starts because he was playing inappropriate videos. That's the best way I can say it on YouTube, playing pornographic material during a meeting, and people were understandably outraged, and so he resigned. And he was asked about resigning. He's going to go move on and run some weirdo right-wing organization. Who cares? And he doesn't like responding to questions. He doesn't like the fact that he's getting pretty hammered here. Take a look at this video.
So, Ryan, you just mentioned online that you're going to work for this non-teachers union. What do you want to say to Oklahomans who might feel like you're bailing out on them? Can you tell us when you're stepping down and when this job is coming to a close for you? We have to ask when this relationship started, because it seems like you've been pushing kind of this job for some time now. Did it interfere with your job for Oklahoma?
Thank God for Ryan Walters here. Look at him. He cares so much about the people of Oklahoma, the people that he, you know, was in charge of taking care of, the children, the public schools in Oklahoma. He cares so much that he is willing to answer questions about why he's suddenly resigning and taking another job, suddenly resigning because, again, he got caught watching videos on his computer. What a disgrace. I mean, what an absolute disgrace. I think that's perfectly representative of how MAGA is ruining our politics. Now, to this video, to broaden this a little bit before we end off here, how MAGA is affecting schooling. This is not a video I've seen. We're going to react to it together, but it's going pretty viral right now because apparently in Texas, there are new laws that are making it very hard for teachers to do their job, including giving Band-Aids to children, which is insane. So let's watch together.
You're in Texas and your child comes home from school with a paper cut. Ask them if they got help from the school nurse, because chances are they didn't. Not because they did not care, but because school nurses in that state are not allowed to. So under SB 12, this is a law that just went into effect on September 1st, school nurses are now legally required to have signed parental consent forms before they can provide even basic care. So this includes first aid, ice packs, over-the-counter meds, vision and hearing screenings, even a simple mental health check-in. Without that form, it's completely hands-off. And so here's the kicker. The law, of course, isn't clear about what counts as routine care. So a lot of schools are going ultra-strict, telling nurses that they can't do anything without a form, not even give a Band-Aid. So some nurses have even been threatened with disciplinary action just for helping children with minor injuries. So now we're stuck choosing between doing what's right or risking our license. Lawmakers say this was about parental rights, but guess who's paying the price? Your children. If you're a parent in Texas, check your school's website right now and fill out that form, because until you do, your child might not get any care at all. So from my perspective, this is not how we keep kids safe. This is how we break a system.
Wow, that is really, truly stunning. That's unbelievable. I didn't know that, but it makes sense now in my head. You know, you're passing these bills under the guise of like fighting woke, essentially fighting like teachers or nurses, I don't know, potentially giving your kids something or turning them into some, you know, all this nonsense. It's like they're pushing this woke ideology, this transgender ideology. Maybe they're giving them things. And so now there's like way more parental consent. But the law is very vague. And so just similarly to abortion bans around the country, that when these laws are very vague, nurses and doctors around the country are too scared to do their job because they don't know what's allowed and what's not allowed. They don't want to risk their practice. It's kind of similar here, where schools are just taking the approach of, look, we don't know what routine care is, because I guess you don't need the form for routine care. So you cannot do anything until we get this form. Again, this is insanity that Republicans spend their time on this fake BS. And they know, so many of them know, that this is hurting children. This is hurting teachers' ability to do their job, nurses. They're already so overworked, so underpaid, especially in a time like this. It's worse than ever, especially politically, because every parent's down your throat, like screaming about what's your lesson plan. Kids are acting out, especially after COVID. Like, teachers are already, we have an emergency right now with the fact that we don't have enough teachers and we're losing them, understandably, because why would you ever want to be put in a system like this where you're getting paid nothing to deal with shit like this? That's unbelievable. I also pulled up this Reddit page that I read just a little bit of before we started. But again, you see here, this is a Reddit page, Texas teachers, no more Band-Aids, was out sick yesterday. So this is a teacher in Texas when the new laws kicked in. Learned I broke a law accidentally this morning by giving a student who is actively bleeding their thumb a Band-Aid. And I learned I can't provide feminine products either. I teach 10th grade. So frustrated with it all. Also not being able to call kids their preferred names is killing me. Because again, that's also like illegal, I guess. You know, if a kid's like, I want to go by this. It's like the woke. I don't know, dude. These politicians, these MAGA politicians are genuinely out of control. There was one comment here as I read from teachers in Texas saying, like, I didn't know this, or saying it's so bad. But this comment here struck me. Fuck their stupid laws. I'm not misgendering a student because Ken Paxton or Greg Abbott says I have to. I'm going to give basic first aid to them, even if they say I can't. And I'm not violating my and my students' First Amendment rights by posting, the Ten Commandments in my classroom. I dare them to fire me for any of those things. My new full-time job will become making the loudest, biggest stink about all of these hateful, stupid, and unconstitutional laws on every news station that will have me and suing the pants off the state of Texas and the school district. Try me, fuckers. I love my students more than I am scared of you. Absolutely beautiful. Can I get some love in the comments for this comment right here? And all the teachers who care so much about our country and our kids and lead with love and empathy. It's so indicative to me that every single time the right says, oh, these individuals like hate our country, they're not patriotic. Like, this is unbelievably patriotic. You care so much, you're dealing with all this nonsense, taking lower pay because you care so much about your children and you're willing to stand up for them when it matters. Much love to all the teachers out there. Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. Maybe we'll make some more videos about the new Texas law. I'll go do some research. If you enjoyed this video, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out on this channel. Once again, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. Make sure you're subscribed down below. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend into the new week, and I will see you in the next video.